That's right. We take no L's on this show. Winners only, episode 9. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now,
not the nerve to come in rocking that.
Let's begin.
The willing to see. Hey, turn it up, Jeff. Oh, come on now. Turn it up. Hey. Money changing colors like Tata.
Nah, man, you gotta turn that up some more, man.
Where the lights, Jeff? Where the lights?
Hey, put your mask down.
Hey,
Migos.
I'm feeling this. What's this, Jimmy?
Migos. Stir fry. I'm from culture too.
This makes me real hungry right about now.
Who got that stir fry for us? What's up, everybody? This is Joshua Johnson here, and you are watching the latest episode of The Rap Game here on AfterBuzz TV. You can find us on AfterBuzz TV on all platforms and all social media networks. You can also find me, Joshua Johnson, at JJ the Talented, sitting right here to my left. You have not seen her before, but she is joining us for the first time, the beautiful Miss Rochelle Pollard.
Welcome.
Go ahead and tell us about yourself a little bit.
Oh my gosh. So, you know, I have to represent for the Belize and Deck. And I have to represent for the ladies, period. I'm over here with these handsome men.
Okay, I like her even more.
She's talking about me. Stop it.
But you guys can definitely follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Roach Baby, and that is ROACHBAYBEE. And on my left, you know, you can go ahead and say your own thug.
Okay. What's up, y'all? It's your boy Nino. You can catch me at Nino Lanier on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, all that good stuff. I am excited to be here with a new panelist because we get some fresh perspective to this whole thing. I'm tired of arguing with y'all.
We need the female perspective.
Yeah, this is going to be nice. This is going
to
be nice.
You ain't trying to argue with me, though.
That'd be good for sure.
You know, we're going to go in.
We're going to find out. You know, it's your boy, Jimmy V, Twitter, Instagram, at Be Your Own Dad. Go check the blog, beyourowndad.blogspot.com. Let's get it.
Ooh. Yo, tell us about the hat, though.
Hey. Oh, Building My Empire hats is on fire, man. And they're getting out there. So if you're trying to cop one, go check out my store or holler at me on Instagram.
He ain't trying to give us one, though.
I
mean, like I said, I got PayPal, I got Venmo, I got Cash App.
I mean, but we the homies.
Right, we could be representing together.
I guess you don't pay your bills. Pay your bills.
You know, got you.
I get it.
All right, get that Venmo after the show.
That's that young entrepreneur, you know what I'm saying? Young entrepreneur.
Yeah, what's up with the Twitter name, though? Roach Baby, explain that.
Roach Baby, yeah.
You really going to do me like this?
Yeah.
What type of Roach Baby? We're going to initiate you right
now. Okay, no. No, I mean, I just turned something from a negative to a positive. When I was, like, in elementary, they'd be like, oh, Roach. And then, like, I always been class clown, so in high school, I just took it and ran with it.
You
so
better,
like,
okay.
Yeah, dope,
so now, okay, everybody, man. I know if you know me, like, if I'm in a store, I hear somebody be like, Roach, I'll be like, you the one.
What's poppin'?
Okay. You the one.
Jimmy that's turns cool, things from negative to positive every day.
See,
you know?
I'm glad. And that's what B-Roll Dad's all about. Hey, go. I should hire you as, like, my marketing
man. No, I mean, he writes his raps.
You are,
so,
oh.
We have to.
So, yeah. This episode, though.
That just completely left.
He was so positive.
Let's talk about it. Episode 9, I Win is the name of this episode. We go into the episode. Right off the bat, Jordan is really feeling himself. Mr. Jordan Air.
Feeling himself. Jordan Air is his nickname now.
Right. I was trying to figure, is it Jordan Air or Jordan Air?
It's Jordan Air. Like millionaire, billionaire, Jordan Air.
Oh.
Is it? I thought it was Jordan Air, like, you know, number 2.
Yeah, I thought he was like playing it off of Air Jordan, and he just flipped the sign.
No, I think it's Jordan Air. I think he was trying to be like, this is my future, this is me. And he came out to try to win it.
But it's working for him. That, that confidence.
Yeah, Swag City all the way through the episode.
Exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't seem arrogant either. Like, no, it seemed really nice. I like it.
He knows because it's funny. Once he takes it off, he's like, I'm Jordan again.
It's a persona.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's just like Beyonce, Sasha Fierce, right?
Exactly. It depends which lace front she's wearing at that time.
Hello.
That lace front.
Just
lace front.
No,
sorry. No comment.
Okay.
Whoa.
Beehive, don't cover me. I'm just joking. She looked great. She looked great at the Grammys.
Right.
It's too late.
It's out in the.
You can't take it back. After that, we get more of the episode. Jenny walks in, explains to the kids that the managers have to stay home.
Yeah.
Yep.
The kids have a new challenge. Their task is to go to the studio to meet JD. once they do that, they run into the beautiful and talented Miss Keke Palmer. Yeah.
Herself. That's the gag, y'all. That's the gag.
I must say, I'm like a fan of her. I just love her. She just, her energy is just so
contagious. Me too. It's so authentic, sure. Right?
Yes.
She's always herself. Whatever she wants to do, she does it. If I want to do TV today, movies today, music today, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do a talk show. Remember she had a talk show?
She did. Mm-hmm. She's done it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All by the age of like 20. Right.
She had a talk show on BET. She was, everyone remembers her from Akilah and the Bee. I'm mad at that, though. She wrote a book. Yeah,
she wrote a book.
You know, Scream?
Yeah.
I didn't even know she was.
Don't play. I was in her book club.
She's the epitome of like persistence, basically. She keeps on going. She stays relevant. Have to be like, everyone thinks that you have to be, say, like a Beyonce or Katy Perry that's always just up there all the time. Mm-hmm. If you're consistent and you put out stuff and people remember you, your career longevity is just going to keep on going.
Hello.
And that's what these kids need to learn too. So that's why I think JD, put her there.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's an excellent cameo for the show, for this season.
I was just going to say, she, back on Keke, she is the definition of a tycoon, right? Mm-hmm. So take someone like 50 Cent, right? Mm-hmm. He started out in music, then he went the acting route, then he starts to do all these multiple comedy things, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think all of us, we should not only be, say, we're only AfterBuzz host, you know, mm-hmm. we are a host, an actor, a producer. I think everybody out there should do it all and just see what they're best at.
No, I think so. Build your empire, so to speak. Right.
Oh hello. My God!
I'm sorry. I figured if I help you sell as many hats, and I can maybe get one hat. Maybe
he's earning his hat right now.
I'm telling you. Let's be real. I'm trying to be a representative, an affiliate marketer. There we go.
I love it though.
But if you give to one, you have to give to all.
Oh, okay.
Well, y'all gotta put in work. Y'all gotta put in work.
3 years.
Okay. Three.
Threes. Okay.
This is in the studio, JD explains for this week's challenge, the rappers have to write 12 bars about winning. Whoever wins the hit list gets to star in Keke Palmer's music video, the song I Win, which she was recording when they showed her in the studio the first time. What do you guys think about that song, by the way?
For the rap game, right?
Is the song for the rap game?
That was my understanding. Is the song for the rap game? Or
I thought it was a Keke Palmer song.
Okay, I could be wrong.
That's how I took it.
He was going to post it on something, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it was connected to the rap game somehow. Like,
yeah. I'll find it. What's it called?
I win.
Okay, cool. I'll find
Keke Palmer, I win. So, yeah, whoever wins the hit list get to star in the music video with Keke Palmer, and they would be judged on performance and lyrical content.
Right.
Yes.
Which I thought... Brie.
Come on, somebody.
I thought I would have foreseen Brie to win this challenge just like she did as well too. You know
right,
I mean?
Exactly.
But it's more than that.
As they said in past seasons, you thought.
Ooh.
Oh, remember that? You thought.
Yeah.
No, we'll get there one step at a time. So they gotta write their 12 bars and is that it?
That is right there.
Yeah.
Yo, I kind of think it's a rap game exclusive.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
Yeah, see, people listen to nuances. Good. When you know.
And oh, look good. Who we got. We got the, if you haven't seen the episode yet, see who's in it.
Young Jordanaire.
That's kind of a spoiler. Well, not rap.
Hey,
it's cool. Hey,
get it. Oh, listen to his rhythm.
Go ahead and hear it.
Okay,
he came through in a major way this episode. Right. But let's start off with Street Bud as he's writing his lyrics.
So Street Bud, let me take over, please.
Let me take over.
Touch my heart. All right,
I know you touched your heart.
If you already know, which is all about helping young kids who grew up without a dad. So when he said that he's been going through things, the fact that he grew up without a dad, I'm like, bruh. I'm here for you, man. I completely understand. So, to put him in that vulnerable state on TV, though, I know that definitely, Brian, a lot of viewers, because I'm sure a lot of people out there can definitely understand where he's coming from.
Yeah, I think it tugged on a lot of heartstrings.
And as you see, when he made his verse, he made it specifically for that, explaining how ever since the age of 5, my dad's been in and out the pen and all that. So when JD gave his feedback, he took that to the heart.
He did take it to the heart. And you know what? Like, I understand what JD was trying to say, because it's impactful when you hear it first. If you hear something before then, and you hear that in the middle after, you know, you kind of get in the street buzz zone, you kind of just hype, then all of a sudden something serious comes in. It just wasn't placed right.
You miss it. It's almost like a throwaway.
Right, but I feel bad because, I don't know, maybe they cut it differently and JD said something else, you know, but mm-hmm. it really hit him because it was kind of sad how, like, how tough it was and how not sympathetic JD was at that moment in time. Maybe he didn't really get it, but you saw Street Bud cry.
Right. You know I think JD got it. He understood. I think he said as much in the episode, yeah. but at the end, because of the way he structured his rap, it was yeah. almost a throwaway. So I think what JD was saying, that most people kind of missed that, went over right. their heads. Yeah. But I think he was sympathetic to it. Because, I mean, yeah, Street Bud did break down in the yeah. beginning when he was talking about his father being in and out of jail mm-hmm. for 5 years. Yeah. It was a real soft spot for Jimmy, for all mm-hmm. of us. Yeah. We can have some experience with that. But, yeah, I think JD got it, though.
You think he got it?
Yeah, you're saying that you don't think he was sympathetic.
I feel like he wasn't, like he, it was just harsh the way he went at it with Street Bud. Okay. You know what I mean? Maybe I missed it. Maybe I was looking at something else. Maybe I missed it or whatnot. But I feel like it was tough. And to, like what Street Bud said, he's like, to say that it didn't matter, the verse didn't, you know, it was a throwaway verse or whatnot. To say that and to hear that to a kid who doesn't have a father, yeah. who thought it was such a personal verse, and to think that it was almost like trash in a sense, in his mind, that's what he's going to think. He's a 13-year-old kid, right?
Yeah,
right.
Maybe it should have come out off a little different way or whatnot.
Now, I understood, like, it was sad the fact that it didn't matter in a case, mm-hmm. but listen up, right? So JD said, if you said it a different way. Now, think of how he responded to Rapunzel as well.
When he said, mentioned, spell out, was that it?
He said, spelling out, but... Mm-hmm. You should have spelled it out right after that instead of saying yeah. a couple bars once again and then spelling out. So I think it was all about the sequence
and placement, right?
Of how
yeah.
it came.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And it was just something new, I think, for you to have those balls to actually talk about something so personal Facts. About that. And he's yeah. so young. Like, me personally, I deal with the same thing. And as of 25, I'm just talking about it, like, as of January. So, I mean, yeah. like, for me to be his mean. Age and yeah. do that, and then somebody
tells
you, yeah,
right,
you know? So, yeah. But everybody knows JD keeps it 100.
Period. Exactly.
Right.
So, I'm not mad at it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I felt for Street Bud. I felt for it.
We all felt, sure. right.
When you're that vulnerable and yeah. did not feel that it was received, mm-hmm. it's definitely gonna, you know, take a toll on you.
Yeah. And shout out mm-hmm. to moms for holding it down. Because that was my baby.
Oh, last week, remember last week, I was like, she's always hard on him
this time
when he's crying and trying to get him not to cry, but this time she was very sympathetic. Yeah, I like that moment at the end.
Yeah, he's gonna come back with some fire.
No, he will for sure. That was his first number five.
Even though, give her some more props for being a single mom.
Yeah,
raising Street Bud, Dolo. Yeah. Look at how he turned out strong, you know.
To be a positive young man.
Exactly, man. So shout out to you, Cord.
Right, yeah.
Claps it up.
We then go into the studio where we see each rapper do their verse and record in the studio. Rapunzel goes up first. Kiki thought it was pretty awesome. And she liked the creativity.
Oh, yeah, she was good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She killed it.
Wild Horse. We said it last week. We said that last week, right? I looked at her when she was doing her video, and or just when she was at this point, you know what I mean? And she came in so hard, and she just knew what she wanted to do. She had all her mom in her in that booth, you know what I mean? and she came and she delivered. I'm like, oh man, we have to watch out for her.
Yeah.
You gotta watch out for her.
Her mom Tiki goes hard, but we didn't see her as much in this episode. For one, the managers couldn't go to the studio.
They stayed home.
Right. But yeah.
Yeah.
I'm mad because at the beginning they're like, oh, we have to stay home. You've been staying home for the past couple of weeks.
I know.
What a surprise. Who edited that?
They wanna get out.
Right. Who edited that? That's unknown news, exactly.
Man.
Chill. You good.
Street Bud was next.
JD liked that his lyrical content was different than before,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Because he's, you know, one of the more playful rappers, and this time he did bring a deeper side when he was vulnerable about his father.
Mm-hmm.
So JD did like his lyrical content.
Yeah, man, that's Baby Migos right there.
Yeah,
hey. Or 2 Chainz.
Or Chainz. Yeah. 2 Chainz. I'm telling you,
Wiz Khalifa.
He was like this with it too.
Yeah.
He knew. That's JD all 2 Chainz.
Yeah. I don't see any movement from
I think
the chat. You know, let's get that going.
It's chill right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I think you know they're doing some homework right now. It's cool.
All
right.
So then we see Jordan as he walks into the studio with shades on. Matter of fact, I think he had shades on 95% of this episode.
Swaggy Jordan.
You mean 100% until he looked down.
Until the hit list. He had to make sure he saw that.
Right.
What did JD say? The swag monster came and ate him up, and look what happened.
Yeah. What he called it? He said a word like
swag monster. Swag. Yeah. Well, no. What did he say?
He said, I just made that up.
Yeah. Don't take this from me.
What oh yeah. Right. He said I copyright that. But
swag.
I forget.
Swag. I'll try to remember later on.
Chat room. There's an assignment for you. Yeah. So you can find out what JD said.
Chat. If you guys know what JD said, he said he swag something.
Yeah.
Like, let us know in the chat, please.
Yeah.
ZSBA Lou, I know you in there. Let me know.
But his rap, for me, was major. Like, he killed that in the booth 100%. When I heard that rap.
Yeah.
His whole flow, just the way he moved and everything he was saying.
I'm telling you, he's got that right now. He's not on their level, but he's got that Joyner Lucas type flow, Eminem type flow, that which is rare within the rap game, you know, because a lot of people are like, punchlines or about, you know,
like da 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 da
right.
da 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 da. You know what I mean? I mean, that's not a bad thing, but I'm just saying, like, when you could flow like him and you see JD's
it's
reaction,
rare,
like,
right.
like
it's
he was
rare.
Like,
he liked it.
He liked it. He was like, following his cadence. Yeah.
Benny Boom was like, right?
All of the haircut, all of that.
He like he stepped into this transformation. After the haircut, he totally changed everything.
Right. Yeah. And that's the first time I've seen it in all those episodes, because they always, like, you know, switch it up. They always have that change your swag thing or something different. But this is the first time I actually seen somebody transform, like, episode after episode.
No, he did. I think it's funny how, like, looking good or, like, changing your clothing or having the right fit of clothing, having the right haircut.
It's a feeling now. Yeah,
it's a feeling, you know what I'm saying?
As a man, when you get a new haircut, you can get I feel like when your fit is right, your haircut's right, you got on some fresh, crisp, white on white Air Force. Don't get me started, okay? I'm just saying, when everything's vibing right, perform at your top.
When I walk out the barbershop after a fresh taper,
I'd be feeling like the man I've
seen your Instagram.
You see me, I'd be like,
you know, transforms.
That inner feeling.
I've seen it.
Yeah. Shout out to Rosewood Barbershop. Prince, my barber. Check him out, rosewoodbarbershop.com. Rosewoodcutters.com.
My bad. There you go.
Plug. Use with Nino's discount. No, I'm just playing.
One day.
Yeah. Then we get a feel for Ricky as she goes in the studio. And now Ricky... She took a little long in the studio.
She struggled.
That was so sad. I mean, because have you guys ever danced before or rap or anything like that? Well, you can't get it, and everybody's just staring at you. That's so much pressure. Right. Like, I felt so bad for her that part. I was like,
it's like start to sweat.
Exactly. Yeah, because like they were really getting irritated. Like,
is it me or did the temperature go?
But shout out to Kiki. Like, she gave her some girl trap. You know?
She did, which was nice.
Which was cool.
Yeah.
She helped her
that
out.
That was really cool. I like that.
It's crazy when you're in a booth. I do voiceover, right? So I remember one time I got casted for this voiceover gig. And when I got there to do it, what I did in the audition was really quick and easy. They liked it. When I got there, for some reason, I was tripping.
Nerves, huh?
I couldn't do it. I don't know. I was just not saying it correctly. And it took longer than, you know, ever. And I'm just like, they're not going to hire me ever again. You know what I mean? So you just get nervous. Yeah. They hired me again. But still, you get nervous nonetheless, because there's people looking at you or the engineers looking at you.
And you get into your head.
You get in your head.
Exactly.
Once you get in your head, that's the worst part.
Yeah.
So I feel for you, Ricky.
Yeah.
She got a little bit in her head, probably. Mm-hmm. Kiki came in and gave her some encouragement. Mm-hmm. And then she picked it up. I think the next time she got it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then she was okay.
At least they cut it to her getting it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't know how long it actually took, right?
Just kidding, girl. Just kidding.
Probably
do your thing.
1 hour later.
Just playing, girl. You did your thing. Yeah.
She did. And then Lil Bree came in.
And killed it.
Kiki was jamming to Lil Bree's rap.
I mean,
like, she was really feeling
it. She was giving talent. You can't help it.
We saw it before she got in the booth, when she was with, her dad. And, is Reginald her dad?
No,
right?
That's
my
manager.
Her manager,
right? Like, she came into the room and all of a sudden she just knew what she wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then she transferred that over to the booth. And man,
boom,
Little Bree.
I just cannot wait to buy your album, girl.
Oh, there we go. Oh,
there you go, Lil Bree.
Major plug.
Got yourself a fan. Because
she's just so good. Like, I truly believe, like, she just take it and just go. Like, I feel like she's above the show. Oh. No shade, no tea. Mm-hmm. I mean, the show is great. I just feel like she's just, like, they're
you
not on
like
her
she's
level.
More seasoned?
Yes.
She's seasoned. She has the talent and the ability. However, we were talking outside. I just feel that it's something about her flow is not what's presently current.
Yeah.
She's got that Houston flow that, you know, was around, I think, early 2000s and could come back around. But for now, it's not what the kids are listening. Doesn't mean that she can't, like, she can't excel with that because we probably need something different right now.
I'm about to say, so that's where she comes in. So go ahead, make your mark, friend, and go ahead and get your friends and everybody start doing their thugs because all this mumbling.
She's got it for sure.
Remember what I said? Like, she's 16, right?
16. Did she turn 17 on this show? I think
She's somewhere between 15 and 17, right? Yeah, okay. Once she hits the 18 mark, it's going to be good for her. Because her audience is going to change. It's going to be different. Mm. And she can be as deep as she wants.
Yeah, she can let loose people, a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a
good what she's going to have to do?
What?
What's that?
Y'all might be mad at me.
What?
What you going to say?
Do a diss track against Miss Mulatto.
Oh,
I don't think she needs to do all that. I think she
she's gotta come out swinging for the fences
because she's not even about that whole like talking trash.
That's the why can't we have multiple female rappers in the game and not having to pit them against each other, Jimmy?
We all know hip hop's a rap. No. Rap is a competitive sport. See, that's the problem with these new kids now.
No,
hip hop started with its iron sharpens iron on the corner of the store, blah 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 blah. Mm-hmm. That's how it all started.
But don't you think if they could hold their own and they don't need to do that, they don't need to go through that route? Like she could still throw a diss here and there, whatnot on a track, but don't need to be a whole diss track. I think she could hold her own without having to have a TMZ moment in a sense. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, look at Jay-Z and Nas. They went at each other years ago. Mm-hmm. Years later, now they're known as one of the best, right? Okay, rest my case.
Listen,
I'm just gonna let y'all marinate on that.
Right. I think there's room for both of them. She doesn't have to come out, you know, shooting shots fired.
Okay,
she can just do her thing.
I don't think she's that type
because
of girl.
If you're that good, you don't have to worry about anybody else, right?
You're in your own lane.
Listen, the culture of hip hop has progressed and it's different. You know what I'm saying?
It's evolved.
Remember when we say we can't be the old head stuck in the old ways?
You're right. We
got to be able to. We got to be able to take what we saw. Let the young kids know. What originated, you know what I mean? Take some of that, add some of their own flavor, and make it something new.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying she gotta come through with some violent bars against her, but I'm just saying a nice, you know, little competitive jab, hook, and then boom.
That's I get all. It, though, you know, because we
start up something.
I get it. Just me and Jimmy are super fans of battle rap. You know what I mean? We talked about T Backpack so many times on here, and I get where you what you want to see. But I mean, I'm still sticking to my case.
Okay.
And you guys are riding for Lil Bree pretty hard, though.
Yeah, she's so great.
Yeah,
she is dope.
She's I think she's the best out of them all. Sorry.
I mean, I've been talking about her since the beginning, too. Her and Jordan have been. Who I've been talking about.
The moment she came out with that chopping screw flow, I said, that's my girl.
Right. Yeah. Did y'all have one that you're sticking with this season? Because, I mean, no one's sticking to number one, obviously. We know that. But did you guys have anyone that you're sticking with this season? Because, I mean, you were riding for Lil Poopy super hard when Lil Poopy was there. You know what I mean?
I was, yeah.
Like, they got the same.
You're riding for, what was your name, Tally?
That was you.
Was that me?
Tally, that was you.
Oh, I thought it was.
Did he just throw you under
Tally?
Yeah, it was me. Okay.
Wow.
I'm sure she's doing something great. Seriously. But who are you riding for right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
So who I'm riding for is Street Butt. But I don't think that's necessarily who's going to win. Mm-hmm. But that's still the guy that I like in this season.
Okay. I love him. Just basically what we was talking outside is that he acts his age. I love that. Because in this world of reality TV, everybody's just so grown. Like, you're 12, be 12. You have no bills. Just take care of your homework and do your little stuff.
Enjoy it.
Right. Yeah, you don't need to act all grown for what? Believe me. It's
I was saying, I think Ricky Bitty's dad was writing her rhymes because Range Rover, house on top of a hill.
We going to get there right now.
Okay. Let's
get to it. We get to shoot the video. We get to the video shoot and none other than Benny Boone is directing the video.
Yeah.
Many 50 Cent videos, Akon.
A lot of pressure, okay?
Who else is he directed?
He Belly, which was dope. Mm-hmm. Wanted to share.
As far as movies, All Eyes on Me.
Yep, at a Revolt conference this past Revolt. And he's okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
He seemed cool.
Definitely, yeah. And he was giving everybody tips and, you know, and everything. So cool.
He shares the wisdom.
Yeah.
That's dope.
That's exactly. What's up.
Especially somebody who's been there for such a long time.
Right.
He even, let's see, he directed JD's Welcome to Atlanta remix video.
Mm-hmm.
Did that. Yeah, Tupac movie, All Eyes on Me.
Which was fire.
Yeah, that was good. Liked it.
Hold on. I was saying the JD's was fire. I kind of had some things about that Tupac movie.
You didn't feel it?
Yeah. It was all right.
There were holes.
There's a lot of debates about that.
The only thing that was bad was the music they chose when, you know, he got shot. That was it.
I'm just saying there was a hookah inside of the club.
I'm not about to play.
This is supposed to be. Hey, I'm just saying when I make things, you gotta be precise about things, and that's all. But you know,
we're not talking about Tupac. We're talking about the rap game.
It is what it is.
Right.
But this the Tupac is a part of the rap game. What you trying to say?
No, this rap game.
Hell
no.
Got
you. This rap game.
Got you. Okay.
So let's get back to JD says he's looking for star presence in this video. Mm-hmm. He wants to see star presence. Keke Palmer's advice is to be yourself in the industry, which I think is really needed because it's so hard, I think, when you're trying to break into an industry to try to mimic and copy people who are already there where you want to be.
Right.
Authenticity is dope, right?
Yep, that's exactly why the Migos are killing the game right now.
And authenticity is what draws people to you.
Yeah.
You know, you just be yourself. There's something magnetic about that.
Mm. I mean, it's a place for you.
Yeah.
If it's already a Beyonce, why would you want to be a Beyonce?
Facts. Right.
Exactly. It's just like, what's it called? I think we talked about him before. His name is Lil Xan. Like, remember all these prescription drug rappers out there? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, when Lil Peep passed away this past year from an overdose, Xan, his friend, was like, you know what? I can't stand for that anymore. Now I'm anti-Xanax.
Hello.
So he's there being his true self because of how he felt. And, you know, his fans could have turned against him and say, okay, you're soft, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But his fans stood with him, and he set an example. So being your true self can go such a long way, even if you think it might ruin your career in a sense.
But like, how far can you get copying somebody else? You always got to wait for them to make a move so you can make a move. Who want to do that?
That's true, because you're always riding on a coattail.
Hello.
Right.
Yeah. Preach.
Trash.
Street Buds fit with the hat, the brim hat. I was feeling it. What'd you think? Go ahead. What?
I'm not like a fashion icon. I want to be sponsored by Nike and Old Navy. I'm a chill
person.
It's
so comfortable though, right?
Yeah, I like comfortable. Him, I don't know where his mind be when he gets his stuff. Do you, boo?
He was feeling Jimi Hendrix.
I like the fact that
he brought out the guitar.
He brought the guitar out.
Added a little something else that nobody else ever did up until
that point.
That was
creativity. I don't think anyone else used props.
They didn't recognize it, though. In the end, they really didn't recognize it. This is what's gonna make it. This is what's gonna happen. I'm gonna bring this guitar out and wild out, and all of a sudden they're gonna remember it.
What I thought you were saying was he recognized the guitar riff in the song.
Yeah,
it was like,
let
me bring in the guitar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were saying.
Oh, no, I was just saying nobody even recognized it. Like, everything that he did in this one, they didn't. Yeah.
Well, I don't agree with where the hit list landed, but
me neither.
I think he should have been higher than where he landed.
But he's adorable, though. Like, I love... He's just cute. I wish I had him as a little brother. It'll be fun.
JD felt his verse, like I was saying earlier, would go over people's heads.
Yeah.
Because the way he structured the rap and the part about his father wasn't really prominent and front-loaded in the rap, but it was more like kind of in the middle and just kind of glossed over. Lil Bree had to be told not to look down. What do you guys think? She was...
It's true, though.
It's a thing.
It's like she spins... I'm sorry. Three, four bars.
And then down.
Look down.
Yeah.
Look up again. Whenever you look down, you lose your connection with the audience. Yeah. That's why I'm staring at y'all in the face right now. You feel me? But yeah.
Yeah.
That's your girl.
I mentioned this though, like, yeah, she's, I feel like lyrically she's great, she's seasoned in that sense, she needs some help with her stage presence.
Yeah, you know, she's only like 15,
and that's okay. I feel like she's everyone
so bad.
Everyone needs a little help here and there, you know what I mean? Like, not everyone's perfect right off the bat, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but like, to have your lyrical content be on that type of caliber and that level already, she's already far ahead. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't take that much to have to change the way she moves or she grooves or she's looking at the camera.
So then, you know, lyrically-wise and flow-wise, she's up there. It's just performance.
It's her performance that she just wants to work on.
And that's all stuff she can work on. Right. They can have her every day, like, just going in the camera, like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, she'll get it.
Yeah.
Speaking of lyrical content, Ricky apparently is buying million-dollar homes, driving Range Rovers at 13.
I mean, she got it all.
Her daddy got some big dreams, yo.
Yeah,
her dad cracks me up. I'm sorry, guys. Her manager dad.
Because he gets hyped in the back, too. Yeah.
He's funny to me. I don't know.
She's such a cute girl. It's just like, Mamacita, do you. Just be young and talk about you. And I, like, when I was doing my notes, I was listening to everybody, and they all were talking about their dreams and mm-hmm. their promises. And mm-hmm. Your boy was talking how grateful he is for JD. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, you guys have some really cute, great, age-appropriate content. But then when she comes in, you're talking about things that it's not relatable. And if you're not relatable,
people are not going to buy it.
Yeah, that's all.
It's not genuine. It's not being authentic. And they're going to see like the discrepancy. Like, no, that's not really
you what said you said this, Rochelle, you said this outside before the cameras turned on. And you said, you know, we're stuck in this reality TV type of world. And she looks like she might be influenced by that or whatnot.
Yeah.
And probably. The thing is, if you're... And, you know, if your managers say not stopping you or not guiding you in that right direction, right. I think she does get some help with her rhymes from her manager sometimes or whatnot. And even if she doesn't, your manager's going to look at your lyrics and you're going to see what you're trying to do. He was there trying to help her with her cadence at one point or whatnot. So he knew what the lyrics were. Mm-hmm. And how many times has JD said age appropriate?
This whole season, they've been saying that from the way she dressed.
Yeah. Right. And then now, this one interview, she was just like, you know, for the past couple of weeks, Shay's been saying this. I'm going to finally take it in. You finally going to take it in. This is episode 10, baby. Let's get it together.
Yeah.
Do you think.
Episode 9, buddy.
9. Nope.
I got you.
Like, do you think that her audience would like that? I mean, do you think her audience would like that if she changed her lyrics to age appropriate, or do you think they like what she's doing right now?
I feel like
that is a good question.
I feel like her audience does like what she.
Yo, what she did the selfie pose type situation, but that was age appropriate. She's 13. You know, little girls are like trying to do duck lips and selfies and filters on their phone or whatnot. Everyone has a dog filter. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But
Rochelle, I feel like that was age appropriate.
If I can ask you, when you were 13, did you want to do more grown-up stuff? Like, I know that's around the age where, you know, you start to talk to boys and you know,
I was thinking about that too. Stuff, I was trying to think about that, and no, I was a clown. Like, I always embrace what age I am, because next year will come. Right, embrace this today. So that's how I always have been. Like, people may have said she's just so goofy, but I embrace where I am right now. Like, I never want to be older. Of course, there's certain things like, I wish I could have a car and stuff, but now, oh my God.
Just bringing up Ricky's Instagram.
Okay, let's take a quick look at this photo.
Everyone has a filter face.
She's a baddie. She's adorable.
Just a word of caution, let's not pick apart a 13-year-old.
No, she's a pretty girl. She's a pretty girl. I think she knows that she's industry ready. She's commercially ready.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Yeah.
So shouts to that, but I think you still need some guidance in your life to let you know.
Right.
You know.
That you don't have to do all of that.
Yeah. I think it's tough, though. I think it's tough when you're seeing these images and you want to kind of, you want to copy them.
100%, yeah.
And you just lack the guidance, like you said, to kind of really just act your age, and that time will come, like you said.
That's all. But, girl, you are beautiful. I'm rooting for you. It's just, but I mean, because I'm thinking, like, when I was that age, I was listening to Bow Wow. What was he talking about?
Bow Wow, Wow, Yippee-yo, Yippee-yay.
I mean, but Bow Wow really did have those cars and stuff, right? Oh, yeah. I mean, he really was making that money.
He was making that money.
That's the hard part, though.
I'm
saying,
like, Little Romeo, what was he? But, he had that.
Romeo came from money.
Little Romeo is beautiful.
Bad examples, guys.
Little Romeo was super, like age appropriate. He was on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, so age appropriate.
He definitely had that young feel. Yeah,
because it makes you relate, like, dang, I feel you. I can grow with you. That's dope.
Your dad might have more voices, but
we grew with him. Like, he started off with Puppy Love, Young Love, and then when he started taking you down, he took it down. But, I mean, we grew with him.
Right. Let's move ahead to Jordan. JD was feeling his style and his confidence in the video. We can all agree that we were really feeling it too.
I'm wearing my Jordan jacket right now.
There you go. And then after they all did the videos, we had the impressions from Benny Boom. I almost said Billy Boom. Benny Boom and Kiki Palmer, Rapunzel. They said she was well seasoned. And
the way she looked at that camera, though, the way she was doing it, she knew her angle, she knew all
that. I felt she was kind of stiff, though. Did you get that vibe? Like, she was a little stiff with her.
No, she kept on looking up and down. I was like,
I was feeling what she was doing.
Jordan, they liked him lyrically.
Yeah.
Street Bud, they thought he was good, but he's a baby.
I love him.
Ricky, they said she didn't nail it all the way. From the rhymes to the performance,
but she came in
needs to act her age.
Ricky didn't come in, needs to act her age. Jordan.
That was last year.
This isn't the hit list, by the way. This isn't the hit list. This is just their impressions afterward. Bree had a strong performance, but wasn't technically sound. So then we see the videos at the hit list.
They all look good.
They all look good. I thought Bree's was just okay. Personally, I know that's who you're riding with. I thought Rapunzel looked stiff. Ricky was Jordan to me looked like a star. Clearly, everyone else thought that too.
Yes,
right. And 100%. And Street Bud, he was Street Bud.
Yeah, I disagreed with the whole hit list. I don't think Street Bud should have been last. If you ask me, I think Ricky Biddy should have been last.
Agreed.
If you switch Street Bud to number four, Ricky at last, Bree at three, and then okay, the hit list is cool, but that's just my thing.
Can you give the hit list?
Yeah, from 1 to 5 or 5 to 1.
What do you 5 to 1.
5 to 1. Street Bud,
mm-hmm.
Little Bree,
mm-hmm.
Ricky Biddy at 3,
mm-hmm.
Rapunzel at 2, and Jordan at 1.
I want to switch Ricky and Little Bree.
Little Bree.
Yeah, I might have also switched Street Bud.
Street Bud should not have been last. Like, Ricky Biddy probably should have been last, just for the fact that she was, you know,
she wasn't about stuff that.
Okay, yeah, I would do. Okay, you're right.
Because it was about lyrics.
Yeah, I would do Ricky. I would do Ricky. I would do Street Bud. I would do Little Bree. I would do Rapunzel. Then I would do Jordan.
We all agree that number one and number two is good, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Yes. Yeah. I don't know where the stiffness that you saw.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think.
You didn't see it?
No, because the thing is,
that she just, in her movement, she didn't really move around.
Was it the dance
lot.
Moves?
It was kind of
but she did the whole thing with Keke Palmer.
Well, yeah, that was cute. Yeah, no, that was cool.
Cute.
Hey, it's just my opinion.
I wonder if they just made that up on us.
I don't think they just made it up, but they probably were like, oh, let's do
something dope or whatnot. Yeah,
I think so.
And that's pretty, like, courageous to ask somebody like that, like you with Jay-Z. Hey, Jay-Z, we go 5-6.
Right, true, yeah. I've seen that in past episodes where some of these kids would be like, yo, this is how we want to do the
mm-hmm.
video.
When they have made up the dance and stuff.
Yeah, which is really cool.
Which
I like
is
that
dope, because when you can go ahead and take your own reins to your own thing.
Take control of your shoot.
Yeah, and I think always been received well, too, by JD when he notices that, you know, the kids would be like, yeah, this is how I want to do it.
Right.
Because after all, they have to take advantage of that. This is their shot with a star like Keke Palmer in a music video. Why not?
You only got one shot. Do not let your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
Is that a new rap album? Uh-huh. Is this what we're doing?
Well, except when you spray paint on a board and you're going to mess up the school floors. That's what you don't like.
Oh, you're talking about the
episode. Yeah, I'm thinking like, okay, he does receive it well until you start messing up.
Well, with 5 minutes left, let's get into some predictions.
Sure.
Ooh. And now,
Mr. B, your own dad. What do you think, man?
What's poppin'? Hey, man, I've been waiting for next week's episode. About time. Rap battle. The alumni come through in the house, mean mugging, like, what's up? We gonna do this, blah, blah, blah. So I'm excited for it, man.
Finally,
it reminds me of making the band when Diddy was like, all right, you gotta battle for your bed. You know, so that's what it...
You took
that's,
it way back.
That's what it brings me back to. I don't know if y'all know what I'm talking about, but look it up on
day
YouTube.
26, y'all.
Right. Day 26, or even season one, when like Fred and Chopper and all them, but yeah.
Chopper? Oh my God.
Oh, Chopper.
Friggin' yeah, back. Man.
Wait,
Nino, from your POV.
Oh! Maybe I should hire you. You know what I'm saying? Follow this hashtag Nino's POV. Also use it for discount on some products. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. Get a free Uber ride.
Yeah. Hey, use my discount code. In bio. So I'm excited for the rap battle, right? Because they're teaming up with some of the seasoned cast members and whatnot against other. The other people in the house. So that should be interesting. That should be cool. I saw DeTronada there.
Yeah.
I saw a couple Lil people. Yeah, exactly.
Prince of New York.
I'm excited to see these people.
Because
a lot of these people have those dope bars. It's going to be exciting to see who they're going to match up with.
Like I said at the top of the season, I think anybody from the other seasons would
kill
tear
it if
up
they
this
were...
season. So this is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I would want to see Lil Key and... Jordan? What's
the Bree.
Do something.
Ooh, that'd be good.
That'd be cool.
Maybe
a
little dash of DeTronada in there, too.
I can see. Imagine if DeTronada and Lil Bree were together.
Ooh.
That's a hard team right there.
That's a hard team right there.
They can't do that to people. They can't do that to people.
Was there a scuffle, or were they just getting each other's face? Was there
they
some kind of like little push
each other's face? You know it's
TV. It was the battle. It was just the battle.
I think they was probably like repeating something somebody said. And everybody was like, you know.
Right. But somebody did touch DeTronada's brain. So I want to see what's going to happen there when that happens. Right. But, yeah, no, I feel like that's gonna be something fun to watch or whatnot. But I feel like just to throw, like, a wrench in there or whatnot, the people who we think have the most lyrical talent might have a tough part, tough time at the battle for some sort of reason. I don't know. I feel like
maybe they overthink it.
Maybe they overthink it.
Trying to say
that's not what I'm saying.
What's an example?
No, like so. Imagine if they do pair up DeTrinata and a Little Bri or whatnot, and you think that they're gonna do great and rise up on top, but maybe they'll butt heads. You know what I mean?
No.
Maybe they'll butt heads, or maybe it'll work against them. Who knows?
So how about Jordan going forward? Do you think he can carry this new Jordan Air persona, you know, into more number ones? Can that translate in the coming weeks?
It's possible. I'm not going to say no to that one because you never, yeah.
No. He killed it this episode in a major way.
I think he's riding this wave. Right now. I think he's riding the wave.
Yeah, I think it's possible.
And he's living right now, you know.
As long as he don't get cocky, it'll be fine.
Right. Too late.
You think so? I think he's innocent.
Didn't you guys hear during the episode, he's like, oh, I don't want to keep taking these number ones.
I do. No.
Okay, he was
It wasn't as bad as last season, Little Prince dude. See, he was wild. This one, he just seemed like, I'm feeling it. Okay, they like me. But he's sweet.
I think he knows how to turn it off. I think he just does that. Just
of course.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's okay.
I don't think he like does it all the time.
Yeah. I don't feel a total arrogance. I feel like if there was a total arrogance, the rest of the cast members would feel something.
Because every time they do talk about it behind the scenes, they just
They smile,
like,
they laugh.
He is just feeling himself.
Right.
Right. Yeah. But I think it's all jokes.
Mm-hmm. Chat room, what do you guys think? We didn't interact with you guys a lot today, but give us your predictions and let us know who you think will come on top.
Chat room sleep today, dog.
They sleep, right?
They don't sleep today. It's okay.
Who will top the rap battle next week? Let us know. Any final thoughts, guys, about the episode or the coming season?
I'm excited for this.
Yeah, definitely excited. Next week is the rap battle. Season. Make sure you guys watch it Lifetime, 10 o'clock Friday. And then turn around next Monday. Watch us here at AfterBuzz at 7 p.m. so we can talk about it. Next week's gonna be lit. I'm super excited about it.
Yes.
Super excited to catch you guys next week. You can find me all over social media at JJ the Talented. Go ahead and let them know where you can find you.
Make sure you guys follow me at Roach Baby. That is RoachBaby.
Hey, you can catch me at Nino Lanero on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Follow my fashion hip hop lifestyle blog or website, thefifthelementmag.com. Check that out for all the latest and greatest, y'all.
Want to shout out Rochelle for giving her woman perspective.
Thank y'all. You guys are awesome.
Panel.
She's here all season, y'all. Mm-hmm.
Your man, Jimmy V, Twitter, Instagram, at Be Your Own Dad. Of course, go check the site, BeYourOwnDad.com.
Yeah, and we will check you guys right here next Monday, only on AfterBuzz TV. Catch you next week. Peace.
Later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.